If everyone on the phone is comfortable, and I know we need to make a record of this call, but I think we should at least touch base on the proposed edits that have been sent around so far. Just get reactions to them, and I'll go about memorializing the call and sharing it with the rest of the list. Is everyone agreeable to that?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The other question I'd have, and since I'm not sure that we don't have control of the Adobe, the next question then is, we've seen, what I've seen is Lisa and Urin sent an update to the finance-oriented recommendations. Alan sent an update to some of his recommendations. I sent an update to my recommendations. Did anybody else see edits beyond those? I know Avery had some, I think. Larry had some. Do we see any others come across the email?
I saw nothing.
Okay, then what I'll do for this, what I suggest is, for those who are on the call and who are online and can access their email, please, we'll go around in order. And Urin, are you there and able to talk through the edits to the financial recommendations?
I'm here, Brian, and I would be happy to start if you want.
That would be great. What I'd ask is, Urin, if you'd go first and really just focus on the recommendation itself in terms of background research or other inputs. Let's put those to the side for now. That's the body of the report that we will build. But let's just focus on how we modified the recommendation, check with folks on the call, see if there's any reaction directionally. Alan, if you would then go second, and then I'll go third. And let's at least capture that at this moment in time, and then we'll I'll send a summary to the list. Okay? Who's joined the call?
Hey, Brian, it's Teresa. I'm just going to join for a part, if that's okay to listen in.
Hey, Teresa. Yeah, thank you. Swinehart, right?
Yes, yes.
Hi. Okay. We are on the call. I just tried Larissa, Sharla, and Alice, and none of them are on the call, and none of them answered. I think there's been a snafu.
Oh, dear. No big deal,
except that these meetings should be transparent and open. My sense is that in order to progress the work as we need to, I'm going to ask for a brief report from each of the editors about how they've modified their recommendations, get a sense of this group who's on the call. Are they directionally heading in the right direction, or should we provide guidance on the editing? And just do no more than that. Capture that in a summary. Send it by email to the OpenATRT2 list. And then we can circle back for the logistics of the next call.
Brian, it's Alan. I'm a little bit confused how this call started, because normally the call originator has to be on the call for Adigo to let anyone else in. Does anyone know how to contact Adigo to find out, to make sure the recording is running?
You can leave standing bridges up.
On Adigo?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the past, you're able to.
This is Brian, the operator. The recording has been started.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Teresa?
Brian, I'll go and check on the staff. So I will put myself on mute and listen in the meantime and then follow up.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
And you know this is being recorded, which is great. So we'll have an abbreviated call as discussed. I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to pull up the email that you and Lisa sent and refer to the text myself there. Anybody else who can, please do so. And again, if you just focus on the recommendation edits that you've made and why, and then we'll get reaction to you.
Yes, great. Thank you, Brian. Lisa and I have the drafting responsibility for recommendation number 12, and the general observations made during the meetings with stakeholders was there was no remarks or, to some extent, from some stakeholders, positive support for the proposal made. I think that the most outspoken comments on the recommendation came from board. And I think, Brian, that you did an excellent summary on a particular board input on that particular recommendation in your email of 19th November, where there's a note attached, and that takes up some very good points, and we tried to reflect them in the changes we made. The first change, or no, let me start by saying something else. When Lisa and I looked at our notes and recalled what happened during the meetings, we came to the conclusion that only recommendation 12.4 was affected with the reactions from the community. And the first change we made is really maybe not coming from the meetings with the community, but rather from the meeting Lisa and I had with Larissa and Xavier about the format, which is the format for strategic planning, which is considered by ICANN staff right now. And the underlying idea is that when you look at the yearly budgets, you must consider that as, is the right English word, derivatives from a strategic plan with a correspondental financial framework, which covers not 2 or 3 years, but 5 years, a five-year period. So the first sentence with the changes is drafted as you see it in order to correspond with what is actually going on in ICANN, which I think is completely in line with what we have discussed in the ACRC, changing to a five-year period, and also making it a rolling plan and framework. So that is the first change. The blue text is just moving that particular sentence up in the complete text. At the same time, we decided when we looked at 12.4 that we would delete the words and facilitate the work of the review teams, because when Lisa and I looked at that, we simply couldn't remember why we had inserted that particular phrase. If somebody can remember that, please remind me. But to me and to Lisa, it appears somewhat awkward to have that phrasing in the recommendation at that point. So we decided to delete it. Unless you want us to reinsert, of course, we'll do that.
Yeah, this is Brian. Let me react to that. I think that not only is that appropriate, but it's fine, because in the observations of the review process document that will become part of the report, I believe we make an explicit call that the review team, actually might be in the recommendations, that the review team be provided with a budget at the outset of its work. So if that was what you were targeting, it appears in another part of our recommendations, so you've lost nothing by deleting that.
It's Alan. I agree. That's probably why it was there. But the focus of these should be on ICANN in general, not making review team work better.
Yeah,
so I think it's quite appropriate to delete it anyway.
So I understand that you all agree that we delete that wording and facilitate the work of the review teams, as it's done in the draft.
Good.
So and when you look further down to the last three lines, that change was sort of trying to reflect the remarks made by board. I think it was Chirin, actually. Brian, you may remember that. She was very tough on that there was a need for being very very active on follow-up reports. And that is why we inserted the sentence, board may want to have internal follow-up reports on a quarterly basis. And that was, I don't think that ACRC should recommend that there are follow-up reports on a quarterly basis to the outside world. But for board, it might be of importance for on an internal basis to have follow-up reports. I think that was what she was aiming at. So that is why it is phrased as it is. And finally, there's the sentence that the report should be submitted for consultation
Jürgen, since in general anything going to the board, unless it's confidential, goes out to the public as well, perhaps we want to word it as the board may choose to request follow-up reports on a quarterly basis, not necessarily internal. If some reason to keep them internal, that's a decision that can be made under the normal rules of confidentiality.
Okay, so what you're saying, Alan, is that anything board requests from staff will not be internal. It will be out in the open.
Unless there's some particular reason, but we don't need to.
Yeah.
Specify that.
So, and your proposal is that we change the wording to board may request follow-up reports on a quarterly basis.
May choose to request.
Give
them the option, but it's their choice.
Yes. Good. I agree.
Any other reactions to the edits on 12.4?
It's Olivier. Got my hand up?
Yes, Olivier.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's Olivier for the transcript. Olivier Capanabon. Just a question with regards to this. It seems to totally forget the existence of a board finance committee. And the way the board finance committee works with ICANN staff and with ICANN finance is a lot closer than just official documents being passed on from ICANN finance to the ICANN board. In fact, the board finance committee has a lot of closed meetings with ICANN finance where the documents don't go any further than the BFC and ICANN finance. So I'm not quite sure how much that 12.4 is going to bring forward. I welcome it, but it certainly negates the fact that the BFC exists.
Brian, can I answer to this? I think it's a good point made by Olivier, but sometimes I think when you use board, you may... How many committees are there underneath the board or in with the board as an umbrella? I suppose that there's a finance committee. There might be other committees, right?
There's a good number. I don't know
many
that off the top of my head. Yes.
You could... When you are doing legislation or... executive orders and whatever, sometimes you use the name of the umbrella to cover the whole family, if you understand what I mean. So in that sense, you could say that board also comprises the financial committee or the finance committee of the board. And I don't know whether we have mentioned explicitly the committees elsewhere in our report.
I don't know that we have. I know that we mentioned them in the first HRT1 report, the fact that they existed and the work that they did. I'm not as troubled by the use of the word board here. We are, as a review team, to make recommendations to the board as a whole. And
yes.
I would add, from a finance perspective, every director and the board as a whole has a right and a responsibility to financial information under their fiduciary duty. And the fact that a finance committee is set up to do focused work on finance issues doesn't negate the fact that any director and the board as a whole has that right and responsibility. So I'm not as troubled by it unless in the implementation of this recommendation, Olivier, you see some disconnect because the finance committee might implement this in a particular way.
Yeah, it's Alan. I'd like to have Olivier explain a little bit more exactly which part of this recommendation he's troubled with. I certainly wouldn't put the name of the committee. They may choose next week to call it the Money Committee, and you know we wouldn't want our recommendation to hinge on the title of a committee. But I'm not sure which part of the recommendation Olivier thinks there may be a conflict with.
Olivier?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's Olivier speaking. So I don't have a trouble with the recommendation itself, but I just think that it needs to be maybe more focused on the actual publication of the strategic plan and of the report, the key word being publication. There is a lot more information and discussion in internal reports and spreadsheets that goes on. And I know about that due to the fact that I have worked with the ILAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and we have shared a lot more information with ICANN Finance than working documents, etc., than what gets published at the end. So this recommendation here speaks about a report to be drafted describing the actual implementation of the framework, including activities and related expenses, etc. It doesn't describe the depth to which this should go, whether you're speaking about collecting all of the working documents or whether a report should be drafted and published, so specifically for publication, describing the actual implementation of the framework.
How about putting the word published before multi-annual?
Let me suggest something. Olivia, your point is well taken. It also triggers much deeper analysis of what we're recommending. A number of us have been involved in developing budgets and financial review and audit, and it's a very expansive process. And there are working sessions where budgets are being developed, where the documents in that session really at the end of the process are effectively worthless because they are working documents that evolve. I hear you, and transparency is important here, but I think we'd have to think very carefully if we're going to be prescriptive about what documents must be made public, then we really need to think this through, because it is an expansive process that involves a lot of different moving parts, and not all of which necessarily add to accountability and transparency if we were to force them out into the public light through a recommendation. Is that a fair assessment?
Brian, Jørgen speaking. Could I just step in here?
And Alan, yes. When Jørgen's finished.
Yeah. Well, I think I agree. I have the same view about that we should be careful not to be too prescriptive. I think the important thing here is to signal the basis. And I want to just quote one of the sentences from your note, Brian, from the meeting with board on financial. Mike said, board has already picked up this issue beforehand. And then he said, strategic planning runs the budget, which runs operations. ICANN hasn't been good in reporting against that. And I think what we do with this particular recommendation is exactly to mirror what his remarks are all about, that there is this connection between strategic plan with corresponding financial framework and the yearly budgets and the follow-up on the yearly budgets. This is what is said here, and this can be done in many ways. There are many people involved. There's staff is involved. Finance committee is involved. We should not cover this. We should not be prescriptive on this. The important thing is to make a recommendation which reflects the basic strategic considerations, how to move forward in the right way in this respect.
Thanks, Jørgen. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. The relationship between financial planning and strategic planning is a relevant one, but if I remember correctly, the origin of this whole recommendation was the lack of clarity in the community regarding ICANN's budgets. It's not only the multi-year part, it's just in any given year, our review team didn't know what our budget is. ACs and SOs don't know where their budget comes from. The CCNSO is continually on a campaign to say we need clarity to understand where the money's being spent and where the money comes from. And so we don't want to forget that part of the origin of this recommendation, which does require publication of understandable reports and understandable documents from the linkage between strategic planning and finance, which is, of course, relevant, but not the only issue we were trying to address. Thank you.
Alan, if I may, the recommendation does focus on the implementation of the yearly budget in question and adds also specific budgets for the ACs and SOs.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying as we rework it, let's not forget that part of the origin in addition to the linkage between the two.
Okay. And if I may, John speaking again, I think please note that what we say in the last sentence, the report shall be submitted for consultation, that's exactly it, that it has been invisible what it's all about. You have to involve the stakeholders in what is going on and ask for their remarks.
Yeah, but at this point they submit things for consultation, but they don't tell us very much. So it's one of the problems we're trying to fix.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Denise.
Yeah, Denise, hi.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
Sorry, there is a staff mix-up on our end.
No problem. This is being recorded. We're moving forward to having the discussion. I just assumed there was some sort of snafu.
There was.
Not a big deal. We're managing. But thank you.
Sure.
So what we're doing, Denise, is for the folks who are on the phone call, just asking the editors who have provided some draft edited recommendations to walk those of us who are on the call through those edits, get reactions from this group to see if they're directionally headed down the right path or should consider modifications based on reactions. And just capturing this at this point, And then looking for the rest of the edits from the balance of the team and getting ready for the next call. While you are here, are you going to be able to join us for the rest of the call?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would ask, Urine's got to finish his financial recommendation. Alan will walk us through his. I'll walk through mine. When we finish with that, what would be useful is just an update to the extent you have one on implementability inputs from the staff and a draft of the One World Trust report on metrics. If you can hit us on those two points and for the call.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Brian,
could I summarize what I've noted so far on recommendation 12? I have taken note that everybody agree that the only part of recommendation 12 which requires changes is 12.4, and you have agreed in all the changes made, apart from the change in the parentheses at the bottom of 12.4, which instead should read, Board may choose to request follow-up reports on a quarterly basis. Do you agree in this?
Everybody else on the phone as well. Directionally, are folks comfortable with the edits here? Or if discomfort on the direction, please note that now. I think I'm hearing silence, which I'm reading as assent. I would drop a footnote here, and this is Brian. Olivier, to your point, and Alan, to your point, we're going to move forward with this edit, but I would ask if there are specific documents or specific parts of these processes, the strategic process, the operational plan, the budget, that you think are worth noting, by all means, bring them to Urine and Lisa's attention. Submit these points to the email list. I think we have a consensus that we don't want to be overly prescriptive here, that directionally this is the right direction. But if you think there are points that Lisa and Urine need to think carefully about for possible modifications, please submit those to the list so they can take them into account. Fair enough?
Good. Thank you very much, John speaking.
Okay. Thank you. Alan, if you would do the same, just walk the group through specifically the edits to the recommendation, not necessarily the body of the report that supports the recommendation that you just sent across.
Okay. Thank you. With regard to the public comments, I'll just note that all I have not gone through the formal public comments. All I've noted there are the comments we received verbally that drove the changes. There may well be other comments that need to be addressed, and of course footnotes being more detailed as to where they came from. Okay, in the changes, the first bullet of 13.1, and that was in reaction to the word facilitators, which caused visceral negative reactions from a number of people. And I have changed it, as discussed in our wrap-up meeting, to say we want funding for professional services, and then I give some examples, which may include training to enhance work group leaders and participants' ability to address difficult problems and situations, professional facilitation, mediation, negotiation, and there should be an et cetera, or some follow-on there, which I apparently omitted. Any questions or comments on that?
Open floor. Looking for hands. Okay, and just to be clear, I'm looking at your document now. So edits to 13.1.
We're on the first bullet only. Yeah, okay, well, 13.1, correct.
Is it just 13.1 or 13.2 and 13.1?
No, there's more to come.
Okay.
Okay, 13.2 was the recommendation on the GAC, and the assignment there was to take was to merge in applicable parts of recommendation 10 from the GAC recommendations, and I hope I did that properly. I first of all noted that the one on the GAC, number 10, was talking about the policy development process in general, not the PDP, and that is correct. That's correct. This one should have been more general than the PDP because we're looking for GAC advice into any policy process. And So I took some of the wording out of that recommendation. I also added at the end there was a reference to face-to-face meetings and intersessionally, which I think was a good reference in that one, and I added and should institutionalize the cross-community deliberations, which is an expression right out of the AOC, foreseen by the AOC. And I think deliberations is a key one here, because it means not just tossing documents over a wall.
Okay. We've got Heather and Fiona Alexander. I know, Fiona, that Larry had taken some of the GAC recommendations to edit. Any specific reactions to 13.2, Alan's proposed edits about GAC and the PDP?
I'll note, when I originally crafted the original one and tried to preserve it, I tried to be very non-prescriptive in how this be done, but focus on the end product, that is, making sure information is exchanged.
So this is Fiona. I don't know if Heather has a comment to make, but I do have one question, which is the recommendation is about improving effectiveness of cross-community deliberations, but then all the recommendations focus on the GNSO. I'm just wondering why it's so narrow.
Ah, that was left over from when it was a PDP. That probably needs some widening. That probably means the GAC in coordination with other parts of the ICANN community or something like that.
And I would have the same question on 13.1 as well.
One second. Let me just note that.
Thanks, Fiona. Any other inputs on this?
On the specific 13.2, I would just defer to Heather about what the GAC has been working on with the GNSO. But, the GAC has done some good exercises with the CCNSO that have worked that I thought always provided good models. But I just thought all the recommendations in this section were very narrow.
I guess our origin was the GNSO PDP. I suspect they can be widened without hurting anything, however. Let me take that home as an assignment.
Okay, any other inputs at this point for Alan? I'm not seeing any hands.
I still have
okay,
a...
Okay, Alan?
Yeah. Okay, 13.3 is... I added a bullet at the beginning which says all ICANN communities with an interest in GTLD policy, and in particular those represented within the GNSO, and this is in relation to trying to find ways to increase participation. And I also add the word robust participation because, as Mikey has pointed out a number of times, there is participation from various groups, but it is very, you know, limited to a very small number of people. So that bullet may be a bit too cryptic, but essentially we're saying we're not only looking for outreach, we're looking for in-reach or in-selling, I think someone used the expression. That is, we need more participation in policy development than we have right now. So I welcome additional wording, but that was the intent of trying to capture that in a bullet.
This is Brian, and not trying to nitpick on words, but robust may be vague to some degree. I'm wondering if broad-based participation, you're really talking, if it's Mikey's point, it's that a very small number of people are doing this work at the working group level. It would be better if we had more people and more participation from each of the stakeholder groups. Just a suggestion. There may be other phrases that get to that a little bit more clearly.
Okay. I'll try to work on robust to enlarge it and make it more clear.
Any other points for Alan on 3.3? Olivier.
Thank you, Brian. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. I actually did note some points which were made in the public comment part, and I was actually going to ask, I didn't get an answer on this one. Just before this call, I sent an email out asking whether we were going to take into account the input we've had from the public comment cycle already. I gather we are to some extent.
I certainly haven't on this recommendation yet, so...
Okay. Okay. Because I was looking at.
If it wasn't said, I have not captured it.
Right. Well, and it's Olivia speaking. So there was 10.3, and I guess that the whole recommendation dealing with the PDP, and there are several locations which mention having participation across all of ICANN. You know, underrepresented regions, non-English speaking linguistic groups, those with non-Western cultural traditions, et cetera, et cetera. And the note from, I think it was Chuck Gomez and a few of his colleagues, was that the critical term in these recommendations, and I think that you're speaking here about robust participation, the critical term, according to them, is equitable participation as well, which effectively... perhaps is not something, I think we have put equitable participation elsewhere, and it was something that they believed was not achievable, regardless of how many resources were devoted to it, and they suggested a more realistic term to be equitable opportunity to participate, give everyone the same opportunity for robust participation, if one mixes it with your recommendation.
I'll look at that and see if I can work that in.
I mean, the concern they have is that there will no doubt be some people that will be more concerned about some points being discussed, and they are likely to take much more their participation to heart than others in other parts of the world. And so asking for equitable participation is something that's somehow a bit unreal.
Okay, do folks...
We tend to understand that.
Yeah, Olivier, however, this recommendation is not saying get equitable participation. It's saying this is recommending a strategic group to look at the issues and focus, and I quote, focus on the viability and methodology of having equitable participation. I think equitable participation is a target. It's probably not achievable.
It's a target,
correct.
Okay.
But all this,
if it's a
all
target,
this is saying
then that's
is
fine.
This is a very
well,
mild-mannered recommendation.
Yeah. I just wonder whether we should then expand it to say, because you already know that there's a recommendation that's set to find an answer that equitable participation is not possible. Perhaps it could be expanded to not only equitable participation, but also providing equitable opportunity to participate.
Yeah, no,
that
no,
could be a study.
Noted. I was just saying, though, that this is a recommendation to study, not necessarily to implement with bad marks if they don't implement.
Just want to make sure the study is worthwhile and not just a study for a tick box.
Noted.
Okay. Other inputs for Alan? Heather.
Thanks, Brian. I was just going to add, I'm sorry, I stepped away for a bit, so I hope I haven't missed too much of the call, but on this point about participation, sometimes I find it useful to refer to notions about having representation or having some participation that's representative and working towards that goal. So if that's helpful at all in trying to find the right wording, I offer that as a suggestion.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other points for Alan to consider?
Yeah.
On 13.3. I don't see any hands. Okay, Alan? 13.5?
On 13.4, I had some notes on my piece of paper which said the words were presumptive and need clarity. Unfortunately, there was no discussion that said that on the section when we were talking about this recommendation, and it may have been made elsewhere in the wrap-up meeting, but the transcript hasn't been posted yet, and I just didn't have the time to listen to the full hour or 2 hours or whatever it was to try to find them. So there may well be some need for a change in 10.4, and once the transcript is posted, I will review it and try to find it. If anyone remembers what that is, I appreciate their input.
I may be reaching here, but I recall this is the point of whether the board can or should change the outcome of the PDP when it comes to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall Larry making the point, and I'll paraphrase, that that's the point that needs clarity, that for some there's a presumption that the board should do nothing more than just accept what comes up from the PDP process, and for others that may not be the assumption that the board actually can change the outcome. And then we talked about, you know, the non output of the PDP, like vertical integration. I'm not sure if that's the notes you're looking at, but
I think
you've got this. In the first bullet of 13.4, second sentence, this resolution also should note under what conditions the board believes it may alter PDP recommendations after formal board acceptance. It certainly appears to get to that issue.
Yeah. I guess the origin of this recommendation was we're not trying to set the rule, but and the board is the only entity, and perhaps through altering the bylaws, and maybe we need a reference to that, that can definitively say what the rules are, but the community needs clarity as to what the board believes. And we know the board right now is divided on some of these questions. We know some people feel that under no conditions should the board be setting policy. Other ones are more pragmatic and feel sometimes it has to. So I
would add, Alan, that looking at this again, I think the phrase after formal board acceptance may actually cloud the question we're trying to pose. This may be clearer in terms of posing the question to the board if you put a period after recommendations and dropped after formal board acceptance.
So you're saying
just food for thought.
That's an interesting thought.
Food for thought.
Yeah, no. There may be two different thoughts here, one with and one without. So let me think about that.
Okay. Any other feedback for Alan on 13.4?
And we don't have staff on the call, so we don't know when the transcripts will, unless Denise knows when the transcripts will be available for Buenos Aires. it would be really useful if we had the transcripts from not only the wrap-up meeting, but all of our meetings with the with the various ACs and SOs in trying to craft our final document where the deadline is creeping up real quick.
Yeah, I understand. It would be useful. It's unlikely that those secondary meetings will be posted in time to be useful for your December 13th deadline, but Charlotte will check and send you an email.
Okay. I mean, if the priority of the transcriptions can be juggled to try to get some higher priority for ours, that would certainly be useful to some of us anyway.
Sure. She'll look into it, certainly.
Okay.
The recordings are up on the wiki right now.
I posted those
on Friday.
Yes, I know, but there are many, many hours of them.
Right.
If you're trying to find a particular sentence where you know, in many cases I have notes, but it would be useful to go back and see exactly what the full sentence was. That would make life easier. In any case, the last one I have is we had a note in the report saying we might widen the bullet that says those without essentially corporate financial support are disadvantaged, and there was strong support from at large, from NCSG and from ESSAC, which we hadn't thought of before. And there's some rationale giving that in the comments section, and I've put a bullet saying the board must facilitate. And again, it's not a strong one because we really don't, you know, we can't solve all the world's problems. We don't have the budget for that. To facilitate, and in reference to what Olivier said, equitable, there should probably be opportunity for equitable participation in applicable ICANN activities, and those ICANN stakeholders who lack financial support of industry players. So it's not a strong one saying fund everyone who wants money, but it says we've got to work towards that direction.
Any feedback? I'm not seeing any hands, Alan.
No. I'll note something else that I put in the in the reference, the commenting on the comments, that there are times when this applies to players who are part of the ICANN ecosystem, but simply have employers that don't see any value in supporting ICANN. And I don't know if we want to widen it for that. I value any input now or through email. You know, the example that's been given, we've got, you know, intellectual property attorneys who believe ICANN is something that should be worked for, but their employers don't. And, you know, is this a category we want to reference also as applicable as at large and non-commercial, in that they may be commercial, but they don't have a corporate source of funding. So I don't know if we want to reference that or not. If anyone has any thoughts, perhaps get back. I see Jürgen's hand up.
Jürgen, please.
Yes, thank you, Brian. I'm looking at 13.5, and I wonder whether the sentence would be better if we delete the last three words of industry players. I don't think the support of industry players in particular is the essential thing. What we're aiming at is to propose board to facilitate the equitable participation by those stakeholders who don't have the sufficient funding for participating. Isn't that right? I mean, the financial support could come from other sources than from industry players, at least theoretically.
I think you're right, but I worry that taking that out draws the focus away from the fact that the vast majority of those who are very active in ICANN are doing it, if not as part of their jobs, with the active support of their employers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're right. If I find a sugar daddy to pay my way, even though they're not related to internet, that would be fine as well. but it may take too much focus away from what is the real problem today.
I agree with you, Alan. I think the maybe it's only theoretical view, but you could imagine some countries where, for example, government will support that stakeholders in that particular country participate.
Your point's well made. Let me see what I can do to fix it without taking support away from the what is today's focus.
I just talked of E.G. industry players.
Yeah.
For example, industry players.
Okay, let me take it home.
Thank you. Any other points for Alan? I see agreement from Olivier on that last point. Any other points? Okay, Alan, thanks. Let's take those inputs and iterate the next version of this, if you will, and send it back to the list.
If we can get the MP3 for this posted as soon as possible, because I will have to go listen to this, what people have said again.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to shift to the edits that I sent to the list on recommendations 1, 2, and 3. And again, these are taken from the notes of the discussions in Buenos Aires, doing my best to capture those discussions. So for number one, develop metrics and measure the effectiveness of the board's functioning.
Brian, do you know when you sent them so I can find them? Sorry to ask embarrassing questions.
No worries. It was within the last... Hold on now. I sent them on the 27th at 11:52 a.m. The title was Finance Recommendation.
Okay.
I was replying to Lisa and Urns.
Got it. Okay. I was confused by the title.
No worries. Okay, so number one, you'll see in the deletion that there were two recommendations on the board's functioning. I've consolidated to one, and you can see the deleted language in the sidebar. It now reads, develop metrics to measure the effectiveness of the board's functioning and improvement efforts, and publish the materials used for training to gauge levels of improvement. What this is intended to reflect is the conversation that we had with the board, where there was a strong sense from the board that the type of peer review that's being undertaken right now with the board is very deep and robust, and that this recommendation would be better served to focus on the board as a whole. So that's one reflection in this. And still leaving room for the community to have a sense of board training, materials that are used to improve the performance of the board overall. So that's what's in the edit. I'm looking for reactions to this direction, if it's directionally on target or not. Looking for hands.
It's Alan. I almost think that publishing materials used for training to gauge levels of improvement, I'm not quite sure that there's a real linkage between the two, and published materials, the training materials, perhaps should be an example as opposed to one of the prime outputs.
So perhaps in parens, for example, published materials used for board training, or other measurements of board improvement, something along those lines?
Well, the overall recommendation is develop metrics for measuring the effectiveness of the board's functioning and improvement efforts, and perhaps publication of board training materials, which we've already been told in some cases is not allowed due to intellectual property right issues, might be useful in fulfilling this need or something like that.
Hey, Brian, this is Fiona. Which one are we going over? I don't seem to have this one.
I sent on the 27th. It's ATRT
recommendation 1, 2, and 3. It used to be there were two, and now I consolidated 1 and 2 down into a single number 1.
Message from Brian on the 27th with the title finance. The subject finance.
The name of the document
okay, gotcha,
is AMR, BC
yep.
Recommendations, BC Edits.
Gotcha, thanks.
Okay, any other feedback on that? Alan, I've got your points. Thank you. Okay, no, I'm not seeing any reaction to the focus on the board as a whole as opposed to the individual, so I'm taking that as assent. Number two, and this is taken from notes from the conversation. In fact, I think I pushed back on number two, doing number two at all, but there was sentiment that we needed to preserve this recommendation. So it now reads, conduct qualitative / quantitative studies that include diversity based on gender, nationality, / geography, et cetera, to determine if the qualifications of board candidate pools improved once compensation was available, and regularly assess directors' compensation levels. Feedback, please.
It's Alan.
Yes.
We asked the question, and I'm not sure we got the answer, of whether this is in fact viable. We don't know to what extent the details of the pools available to NOMCOMs are accessible after the fact, and whether it's viable to analyze those for looking at these pools. And of course, we don't know to what extent the outreach of the NOMCOMs themselves have affected the pool they have. So
there was a remark made at the end, Alan, I'm recalling this, that I think somebody made the remark that the candidate applications and profiles, that documentation may be deleted, destroyed, or done away with after a short period of time, a year or so.
Yeah,
or
it may be kept for legal reasons if someone, you know, if there is some need to review them. We didn't get an answer on what the answer was. We had a hypothesis.
This would be a question for the NOMCOM?
Or staff?
Yeah, this is Denise. So, yeah, staff can get the answer on the NOMCOM on the NOMCOM documents and the retention. But to follow up on Alan's point, I think the initial response you got from the board and staff was, we don't know if we're able to implement this, what qualitative measures we would take and how we would get access to and track the NOMCOM, documents. So I think there is certainly a question on this one in staff's mind.
And
others as well, by the way. I'm not interjecting on all of these, and staff will be sending you the initial input on all of the recommendations by, Wednesday night.
Great. And on the review team side, Denise, just to be clear, I tested this as well. The sense that I got back was, on balance, this is worth doing. The open question is, if the board were to do this, does the data exist on the profiles, the candidate pools, if you will? So if the answer to that is yes, the data exists and it's accessible, the sense of the review team is going to be that this is worth doing. But please check on the availability of that data and let us know what the answer to that question is. Okay. Number three, if I can pull it up. Give me 1 second. Okay. So this was the new number three is what was very poorly worded and targeting recommendation 6 from ATRT 1, which is the distinction between policy and implementation, trying to put it in plainer English, and I'm not sure I succeeded. It now reads, continue cross-community engagement that develops an understanding of the distinction between policy, implementation, and executive function. Any reaction to that proposed edit?
I guess I would replace executive with executive and or staff.
Okay. Any other suggestions here or reactions? Looking for hands. Not seeing any hands.
Yeah, I think this is fine. I think it implies a follow-on to the current GNSO activity, which, you know, may be complete by the time the board acts on our recommendations. And put some onus on the board to make sure it follows up in a cross-community way. So I think that addresses part of what Olivier raised earlier.
Okay. That's what I had for now. I'm taking those points back for the next iteration of these three. With that, I think we've gone through the edited recommendations that we have. What I will do is, looking for the other edits to come in, when we have all of them, we'll put them all into that short document of just recommendations, one single document, all these edits. Jurin, Alan, myself, let's get our next versions into the list so that shortly enough we as a team can look at a single document, all the proposed edits, and on our next call come to conclusion on the wording. That would be the goal.
Okay. Two points, Brian, it's Alan. Mm-hmm. Number one, staff was supposed to be working on a cleanup of the overall document using consistent numbering and all of that stuff. Do we know what the status of that is?
It would be useful, if that's going to be done in the next, you know, several days, to work on that as the base instead of on the old document.
Well, I think, yes, let's get the answer to that question. I think for purposes of just editing the recommendations only, we can still work off of that small, that shorter three-page document. And then once we've locked down the new language and recommendations, have that copied and pasted into
I'm just saying, if we had the new form, then working on that would be a better basis. But if not, of course, we'll continue with this one.
Okay. Denise, that's one question for you. Denise, that's one question for you. And if you could also give us just an update on the implementability inputs on the one hand and the One World Trust draft report on the other, that'd be appreciated.
Sure, and Charlotte may have some more information on the cleanup of the current draft, so I'll let her speak to that. One World Trust report, we're targeting still a draft to the team by the 12th of December. And we'll also have the initial staff input on the draft recommendation by Wednesday night. And Charlie, did you have anything to add on the current draft, or is that something that we still look at?
Yeah, we have not taken any further steps on cleaning the document up. I think we were looking at using some outside services.
Right, and so I think this is something the team should consider. It's obviously a very large document. It may be better at this point to do substantive red lines on the current document. And then we're bringing in a contract editor to just focus on cleaning up the final document, incorporating all of the changes, and doing the iterations necessary to get it to the publication point. So it may be simpler to just leave this draft as is, do substantive edits on this, and then use that as a basis for the editor to start working.
Okay.
Actually, now that we're on this topic, this is Brian. I would suggest that this is a topic for a call of the chair, the vice chairs, and I'd like to have Paul Diaz in on this call, since he was so instrumental in kind of the cleanup editing of the first version and will be again on this. So maybe, Charlotte, the best thing to do is to get a call pulled together somewhat soon of the chair, the vice chairs, Paul, and staff. Sorry for the background noise. And staff to really discuss this in detail and make sure we're all very coordinated on how this is managed.
Brian, when would you like that? This week?
It has to be.
Yeah, well, I think this week. It would have to be this week.
Okay. I'll send out a doodle then to the coordination team and then also to Paul.
Yeah, that'd be great. Why don't we do that?
Brian, my other point was, do we know who the other drafters are that have not put anything in yet that owed us something? I guess Avery must be one of them, but I don't know who
else. I think Larry and Avery, and I'm not sure who else.
Okay. Maybe we need to touch base and at least find out what the ETA is for their changes.
Yeah. We'll do. Any other updates? And I'm not online now, folks. I'm mobile. I can't see hands. Any other updates, any other items before we close?
No hands.
No hands. Okay. Jurn, Alan, myself, we've got the inputs to make the next iteration. Thank you all very much. Charla, we'll look for that doodle poll, and I'll prompt the other editors to make sure we have their inputs very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you all.